Perek Dalet Mishnah Vav. Mocher Avdo Lagai Olechutz Laretz. One who sells his slave to a non-Jew, or sells him to a Jew, but outside of Eretz Yisrael, Yatza Ben Chorin. So then he goes free. And the reason for this is, in the first case, if you sell your slave to a guy, he's not able to perform some of the mitzvos. So if he escapes from the guy, so then he does not go back to the original master. Rather, he goes free. And in the second case, if you sell your slave to a Jew outside of Eretz Yisrael, so then the second master is required to free him because the guy is not able to perform the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. So in both those cases, he goes free. The Mishnah continues. Ein podenes ashvuyim yosar akadei demeim. One should not redeem captives more than what they are worth, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, for the good of society. And the reason being, if one were to pay the ransom that was set that is more than what they're worth, that would encourage further capturing, and they didn't want that, so they said that you could only redeem them up to their value. Ve'ein mavrichem es hashvuyim. One should not help the captives escape, mipnei tikkun ha'olam, because that may encourage the captors to take revenge and capture more people. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, mipnei takkunas hashvuyim. Again, one should not help free the captives. But he says the reason is in order to protect those had already captured, so that the captors do not take revenge on the people they have in their possession. The difference being, according to Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, if there's only one captive, you would be permitted to help him escape. Finally, ve'ein lochim svarim tefillin mezuzos min hagayim yosar akadei demeihem ipnei tikkun ha'olam. One should not purchase svarim, tefillin, or mezuzos from gayim more than what they're worth, also for the betterment of society, because presumably the guy stole these items, and we don't want to encourage him to steal more of them, so you should only buy them up until their value. Mishnah Zayin. Hamotzi es ishto mishum shem ra lo yafser. One who divorces his wife because it was rumored that she had committed adultery, lo yafser, he's not permitted to then remarry her. Normally, if one divorces his wife, he could remarry her until she goes and marries someone else. But in this case, the Chum say he cannot remarry her. And the reason for this being, if the whole reason why he divorced her is because of this rumored adultery, if after she gets married, this husband might realize that really those rumors were false, and he says, I only divorced my wife because of this rumor. Now the rumor is false, so then the get is null and void. And therefore, people will say that the second marriage is really not a good marriage, and the children are invalid, they're mamzerim. So therefore, the Chum say, if one divorces his wife because of any rumored adultery, he should just know that this is a final get, and it doesn't matter whether the rumors are true or false, he is not permitted to remarry his wife. Additionally, another case, Mishum Neder. If one divorces his wife because of nidarim that she made, the husband thinks that she is taking too many vows on herself. So again, lo yachzer, he's not permitted to remarry her. Similar to the other case, is that if he finds out that she really is able to be matir the nether for one reason or the other, he might say that, oh, I only divorced her because the nedarim, the vows would be binding, but now if they're not binding, so then I had no intention of divorcing her, and if she had already married someone else, that might potentially cause problems with the children. So Chachamim said, if you have this reason of a neder, you cannot remarry her, and the get is final. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, Kol neder sheyadu bo rabim lo yachser. Any vow which was known publicly, which was made known to the public, so then lo yachser. If one divorces his wife for that neder that she made, so then he cannot remarry her. And Rabbi Yehuda has a different reason why this is the case. His reason why you can't remarry your wife that you divorced because of a neder is because it's a kenas, it's a penalty on the woman because she was brazen in taking too many vows upon herself, which is not good. In order to discourage women from taking too many vows upon themselves, so Rabbi Yehuda says, if you divorce your wife because of all these vows, so then the get is final and you cannot remarry her. But v'shelo yadu bo rabim, if the divorce was because of a neder that the public did not know about, yachzer, then you are permitted to remarry your wife, provided that she did not marry someone else in the interim. And the reason being, this is not part of the problem that Chazal saw. They didn't think it was such a problem for women to make vows only if they were known to the public. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, Kol neder shetzar chakiras, chacham lo yachzer. Rabbi Meir has a different reason for not permitting the remarriage after the first get. And his reason is that the husband may potentially say that I only divorced my wife because I thought the neder would be valid, but now I know that had she gone to a chacham, and she had a good reason for saying that she didn't know X, Y, and Z, and therefore, had she known X, Y, and Z, she would never have taken the neder. In that case, the chacham is allowed to annul the vow. So, any vow that requires chakiras chacham, the Baal has a potential way out of saying, I didn't know that this vow was able to be annulled by the chacham. So, if it was such a vow, lo yachzer, Chazal said, the husband has to know that this is final in order so that the husband cannot potentially come up with this excuse later. But v'she'enu tzar chakiras chacham, if it does not require the chakiras chacham in order to annul the vow, meaning the only way for this vow to be annulled is if the husband himself annuls the vow, which the husband has a right to do. So if it's one of those vows that the only way of annulling it is for the husband, yachzer, he can return it because the husband cannot say, I did not know, I did not have the right, because every husband knows that they have the right to free their wives of any vows that they made. Amar Rabbi Elazar, lo asru zeh, el bet b'nei zeh. He says that Rabbi Meir has it backwards. He's not worried about vows that can be annulled by the Chacham, because the husband would not even want his wife to go to court and humiliate herself in public by saying that I want to annul my vow. So the husband will never say, had I known that she could get herself out of this vow, then I would never have divorced her, because the husband would not want his wife to get out of the vow that requires her to go in public and say to the Chacham that she wants her vow annulled. But he is concerned, Rabbi Elazar is concerned, of the other vow that the husband himself could annul, because the husband can potentially say, I did not know I had this right. So if he says, I did not know I had this right, that would potentially cause problems with the original get, because the whole get was based upon the assumption that he did not have this right and that the neder would still be valid. So therefore, Blazer says, in the case of a vow that the husband has a right to get rid of. So that we're concerned of, and that the Chazal said he cannot return and remarry his wife. But even in the case that requires Chakiras Chacham, even a case that requires the Chacham to annul the vow, Rabbi Elazar says, in order that we should not confuse both cases, the rabbis made a rule that any vow that she made and the husband divorces his wife for that reason, you cannot remarry her. Amar Rabbi Yossi b'Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'Tzaydin. There was a case that happened in Sidon. Sha'amar li'ishta, one said to his wife, Konim, which is an expression of a vow, Konim im eini megarashticha. He takes a vow that if he doesn't divorce his wife, meaning he swears, he's taking a vow that he will divorce his wife, Igersha, and then divorces her. And then he divorced her. V'tiru lo chachamim she'achsrenu. And the chachamim said, in that case, he is permitted to remarry her, Ibnei Tikkun HaOlam, because the whole reason why vows were a reason to not remarry your wife was only in the case where it's vows that she took, but in the case where the husband was the one that takes his vows, there's no need to worry, because there's no possible confusion about the get. So in that case, the Chachamim allowed him to remarry his wife.